Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart, filled from above. Proverbs 14, verse 14. The backslider in heart will be filled with his own ways, but a good man will be filled from above. There is an expression that perhaps most of us have heard concerning someone who is very proud. That expression is, he's so full of himself. What a sad indictment that is toward a person who is proud. I recall back during the days of World War II, the dictator of Italy, Mussolini, with his arms folded across his chest and his jaw jutting out, full of pride and arrogance. But then his downfall as it came, and he and his mistress hanging upside down as they had been executed. The person who is full of himself will find himself or herself coming to the end of their ways and wondering, where is the satisfaction that they had sought? It is so sad to see people who had every opportunity to make something of themselves in the sight of God, but wasted on the frivolous things of this world. They were not filled from above, but they were filled from a life that was from below. A seeking after the things of the world instead of the things that will last for eternity. It causes me to pause and say, what am I living my life for? And the answer to that is that I want to live my life to count for Jesus. However many days I have left in this world, I want it to be filled with praise and glory for the Lord who loved me so much that across the years of my life, he has opened doors of opportunity that I could never have imagined. It's not what I have done, but what he has allowed me to do for him and through him. I want all of us to seek after the things of God, not to be a backslider in heart as some are, but to be a forward-looking individual that walk in the Spirit of God and take one step at a time with his strength and for his glory. Be filled from above, not filled with yourself. Heavenly Father, as we walk with you, I pray that our walk might be filled with the assurance that comes from having the gospel of peace in our heart. As we are filled with those things of the Spirit, Lord, let us share the spirit of righteousness with those around us. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Pastor Cecil reminds us regularly of the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailydevotional.com and clicking on the section that says, The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you follow along every day at the end of the year, you'll have worked your way through the entire Holy Bible, and you'll get to hear Pastor Cecil's special prayer for the day at the end of the reading. Please invite others who could use the encouragement to read or listen to today's devotional. If you're not currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals directly to your own email address, you can subscribe by going to dailydevotional.com or PastorCecil.com.